Saudara pendengar, Commonwealth Ombudsman diminta untuk melakukan penyelidikan terhadap sistem pengembalian utang otomatis Centrelink setelah dilaporkan dikeluarkannya surat pemberitahuan kepada orang yang salah. Anggota Parlemen Independen Andrew Wilkie menambahkan bahwa metode itu menurutnya telah menakut-nakuti beberapa warga yang diminta membayar kembali utang yang tidak mereka miliki. Berikut ini laporan tentang hal itu. Beberapa keluhan mulai muncul dalam media sejak tahun lalu mengenai surat pemberitahuan yang dikeluarkan secara otomatis oleh Centrelink kepada penerima tunjangan dan mantan penerima tunjangan. Kini muncul kampanye online dari beberapa warga mengenai jumlah utang yang mereka miliki ke lembaga pemerintahan federal itu. Lindsay Jackson membantu membuat situs Not My Debt dan halaman sosial media. Ia mengatakan warga yang sosial ekonominya paling rentan dalam masyarakat banyak yang menerima surat penuntutan pembayaran yang tidak benar itu.
These are not people that have defrauded the system. These are people that have legitimately followed the processes that are set up and that Centrelink was designed for, and they've done all the right things, and now 3, 4, 5 years later, they're being hit with these debts, and that's a dangerous precedent to be setting.
Sistem otomatis itu diperkenalkan pada bulan Juli oleh pemerintah federal untuk mendapatkan kembali sekitar 4 miliar dolar pembayaran tunjangan kesejahteraan yang diberikan terlalu banyak kepada beberapa orang. Sistem itu melakukan referensi silang data dari Australian Tax Office dan catatan pendapatan dari Centrelink untuk mengidentifikasi potensi ketidakcocokan. Lindsay Jackson mengatakan dalam beberapa kasus, uang yang didapatkan ketika seorang tidak menerima tunjangan Centrelink telah secara retrospektif dipakai untuk menentukan kelayakan orang tersebut dan hal itu telah menempatkan orang itu dalam situasi yang sulit.
A lot of people with debts that go back a number of years and just the amount that is required to appeal the debt, like the number of payslips and the process that you have to go through is quite onerous and a lot of people are just paying the debt. So that's really quite concerning.
Layanan yang didanai pemerintah negara bagian Legal Aid di Victoria juga telah menyatakan keprihatinannya. Juru bicara Dan Nicholson mengatakan, sementara orang-orang dapat mengajukan banding terhadap pemberitahuan utang itu, namun beberapa mungkin merasa terlalu sulit untuk melakukannya.
People with a mental illness or people for whom English isn't the first language, and they might find it very difficult to pull together the information that Centrelink needs or to navigate Centrelink's very inaccessible systems.
Ia menyerukan agar pemerintah federal untuk menghentikan sementara penagihan hutang dengan komputer itu sampai masalah ini terselesaikan.
We're putting too much onus on ordinary people to correct Centrelink's blunt and inaccurate system of data matching. So to me, the real question is what the government and what Centrelink should be doing, and in our opinion, that is suspending this system until all the problems are fixed.
Anggota parlemen pihak oposisi Anthony Albanese mengatakan ia menerima banyak keluhan dari anggota konstituennya.
I can tell you that people have been ringing elected officers around the country who feel very vulnerable. If you're someone where English isn't your first language, or you're elderly, or you're just not used to dealing with bureaucracy. But I must say, as a politician who's used to receiving a lot of correspondence, these letters are pretty brutal, and they don't provide a great deal of detail. They just immediately threaten people with debt collections.
Juru bicara pihak oposisi untuk pelayanan manusia, Linda Burney, mengatakan bahwa ia juga telah menerima keluhan tentang pemberitahuan hutang yang diduga keliru itu. Burney mengatakan bahwa Partai Buruh mendukung penagihan hutang, namun cara yang dipakai saat ini bermasalah.
The issue is that the algorithm or the method that's being used in this case is totally wrong. It has more holes in it than Swiss cheese. The Australian Taxation Office averages out your salary over 12 months, and that is what's being used in this dragnet approach that Centrelink and Minister Tudge is saying is working well. Now, if you send out 169,000 letters, what's missing is any human oversight.
Anggota Parlemen Independen Andrew Wilkie mengatakan ia telah menerima lebih dari 100 keluhan tentang pemberitahuan hutang dan meminta Commonwealth Ombudsman untuk menyelidiki hal itu. Ia menjelaskan masalah itu adalah sistemik dan mengatakan mereka menyebabkan kerugian yang besar bagi masyarakat.
I've had people approaching me who have been frightened, absolutely scared. People who are just paying the money because they are so frightened by this very official letter. I've had at least 4 people now approach me in my office who I would describe as presenting as suicidal. And in all those cases, we've taken what action we thought was appropriate. I mean, this is terrifying people. And we've got a government who's saying there's no problem, a government that's crowing about how it's going to save the money.
Namun, Menteri Sosial Federal Christian Porter membela program tersebut dan mengatakan bahwa sejauh ini hanya menerima 300 pengaduan resmi tentang hal itu. Ia mengatakan kepada ABC, sistem itu telah mendapatkan kembali sekitar $300 juta sejak awal tahun keuangan 2016-2017 dan telah bekerja dengan baik.
Since the start of the financial year, we've sent out 169,000 review letters. These are not debt letters. These are letters which use automated cross-referencing and information from the ATO to information received at Centrelink, which shows that there might be a discrepancy. They are polite letters, an initial letter which go to a welfare recipient saying that an issue has arisen, that there may be a discrepancy and we require some further information. You can go online and do that in a very seamless and easy way.
Wakil Perdana Menteri Barnaby Joyce mengatakan kepada ABC bahwa pemerintah percaya penuh terhadap sistem yang dipakai untuk penagihan utang Centrelink itu.
We make no apology for the fact that we are trying to make sure that we're more proficient, have a wider grasp of those who might have received payments in error. We're doing that because we're not getting people to check. We're getting a computer to say, this is the details he told the taxation department. These are the details he told the social security department. They don't match up. We need you to explain the difference.
Federation of Ethnic Communities Councils of Australia mengatakan banyak warga migran dan pengungsi yang merasa ketakutan atas surat dari lembaga itu. Juru bicara VK, Emma Campbell, mengatakan hal itu terasakan oleh mereka yang baru meninggalkan negaranya yang memiliki pemerintah yang mengintimidasi dan mengancam mereka.
If English is your first language, the letters are confusing and distressing enough. If English is not your first language, then it can be almost terrifying.
Saat ini, Auditor General sedang memeriksa sistem program pencocokan data milik Centrelink itu.